Hello, and welcome to another episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This was a session that took place on September 28th, 2018, with the local band Fat Stallion. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to KCSU Fort Collins for this week's installment of KCSU Live in Studio. And so we got a wonderful band in with us today. We have Fat Stallion. How are y'all doing today?
Hey, doing good.
Doing well.
Thanks for having us out here.
Yeah, not a problem. So a couple quick preliminary questions for y'all. How long have y'all been playing together?
About 3 years.
Yeah, just over. Yep. Yeah. Since last July.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice. Any big accomplishments in your year together?
Since you asked, we did release an album just in last August.
Hey, all right. Well, are y'all excited for today and this wonderful opportunity to get your sounds on the radio waves?
Yeah, definitely.
Always.
Sweet. Well, would you introduce your first song?
Yeah.
Well, this song is actually on that album, so if you like it, you can look it up on the internet later. But this is All I've Got, and we are Fat Stallion.
All right. So this is Fat Stallion, 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Try to make a mind.
You are listening to a live in studio at KCSU Studios. We have Fat Stallion in the house. How are y'all doing? How's that set? Pretty good?
Yeah, fantastic. Everything feels really good.
Yeah, that was a rocking song. So, you know, I did some research on y'all, stalked you a little bit.
Dang.
And so
don't believe what they say.
Well, but I want to know about what you say about yourselves, really. So your genre is experience rock.
Correct.
Yeah. Sure. So what does that entail? How did you come to that conclusion? You say you're the pioneers of experience rock. I want to know more.
For a while, we tried to market ourselves as indie pop rock, which is really specific, and it seems like it just kind of confuses people most of the time. And we don't like to pigeonhole ourselves. We have like huge musical backgrounds in all kinds of different styles, mm-hmm. and that shows in all of the different songs that we write. So eventually we decided, like, why not we just make something up? And then everyone has to listen to our stuff to, like, know what it sounds like. They can't come with any, like, preconceived
notions. That's true, because you see experience, you're like, what? Hello, who is this? And then,
yeah.
And then you go into it. Awesome. So then that leads me to a next question. You know, what are your influences?
We have a bunch of different influences that range from a pretty wide variety.
Round robin, go.
Eminem.
Blondie.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
All right.
The Who. Pink Floyd. Yeah. The Beatles.
It's already all over the place. That is experience rock.
We played in a lot of classical ensembles before. We played in a lot of jazz ensembles before.
Yeah. Awesome.
Recently, we've been getting into a lot of hip hop stuff. I've been listening to like Logic and Kendrick and Tribe and Wu-Tang. EDM people, Cry Wolf and Odessa are fantastic. Some of my inspirations. Marshmello is also awesome.
Nice. So do you think that you're going to find yourself doing more projects with hip hop or that kind of concept?
That is definitely going to be part of like our future. We've got lots of plans and visions for as far as that goes. But we're not necessarily going to like become a hip hop band. That's just going to be one of the many aspects of what is going to kind of slowly culminate in the experience rock genre.
Gotcha. Awesome. Well, thank you. So what is your next song you have planned?
Diverted?
Yeah. Let's play. This is the title track.
We'll need to.
Yeah, so this is the title track off our album that Emma said that we released in August already. Man, it's like 2 months ago almost already. Doesn't feel like
it. All the blood, sweat, and tears leading up to it, and then all the like promotion and publicity and marketing and like working with various distributors and like, oh, it's finally done. Thank God.
Right? It's our first full length, like it's our debut album basically. It's got 10 songs on it. And it's really about 2 years in the making, maybe more. I don't know. We had kind of the vision for it for a really long time, but it kept getting put on the back burner because like a full album is such a big project.
Right.
So much scheduling goes behind it. We've put out a lot of stuff. We did an EP about a year before the album came out. There was just 5 songs. It was kind of an artsy little project. We put out a single at the start of this year on January 1st. And then this album we're so excited about it because it's like finally done. We get to like close chapter 1 of our journey.
The whole process that takes.
Yeah. And this the title track off the album, which kind of culminates the feel of the album and the mindset of turning away from things that you feel like are maybe a negative aspect or a potentially toxic aspect of your life and finding a better road, a more positive road, your diverted eyes.
Sweet. And so what's the title? Or what is it?
Diverted Eyes.
Diverted Eyes, right here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, performed by the band Fat Stallion. Enjoy. We'll be right back. 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. We have Fat Stallion in the building for this week's live in studio. What was the name of that song again?
That was Diverted Eyes, the title track off our debut album.
Awesome, awesome. So that was Diverted Eyes, as you said. So again, I stalked you guys. You were sparking my mind as far as like social networking and what you put out on your social media. So I found VS Logs, Fat Stallion Logs.
Yeah.
I assume that's what VS is, or like FS rather. So Something Delicious This is one I watched. It's coming from all directions.
Good.
I found it entertaining. I joked. I think it was you making a pizza based off your voice.
It was right.
You on the guitar making. Yeah. So that was pretty funny. So I want to know, what do you try to communicate to your listeners with that kind of content?
Honestly, the biggest message that kind of permeates everything that we do, and it's just the way that we try to live our lives, and we share that with everybody, is this idea of unity over uniformity, that we don't all have to be the same to get along. We can all be super weird and super different and do all these different things, but we can still love each other and support each other for, you know, whatever adventures and dreams we're chasing.
For whatever lollygagging and exactly. silliness is going to happen along the way as well.
Yeah, and that you don't need to have your nose to the grindstone every single second of every single day to still be successful.
That's
as
true.
As long as you accomplish a few things every single day, you're going to get there. You know, the goal should be to be like in the long run rather than to try and like be successful overnight, because that never really happens anyway.
That's true. Yeah.
My favorite phrase is, every step forward is still a step closer.
That's true. Even if it's like a little diagonal, you're still getting closer.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's something else we try to, you know, another part of our mantra also as Fat Stallion is just like, you know, we try to be goofy, you know, we try to have fun, we try to have a good time, because I don't know, there's too many people that we run into that, or just like, I don't know, a lot of people in society in general that are really good at being too hard on themselves.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so, and there's, that's not, you know, it doesn't help you progress, you know, and it doesn't make you look stronger, you know, for other people. And it's just super hard on yourself, and you're great.
Yeah.
So right. just believe in yourself.
That was me and probably all of us forever.
Yeah. And we're kind of hoping too, like through our content, like it's like a lot of people have a fairly decent, like the people that check us out, that like our stuff, they tend to have fairly nice compliments. They put us up on the special. And it's like, well, dude, like, we really appreciate it. That's awesome. We're glad that like this is engaging with you. We're glad you enjoy this. But we also hope that through our content, through our video and our YouTube and all this stuff that we're sharing, you realize too, like, we don't get it right every time. We don't get it the first time. We work on it. We practice. And if it doesn't work out, it's not a big deal, because like, that's not the end of the road. You just do it again, or you take a break, or you eat some pizza.
Ambition
Star Wars music
and hard work. I think that's important to recognize, like, failing is always a part of anything that you're going to be trying to do in your everyday life.
Yep.
And I like that you say that people try to be too hard on themselves, because I think like the American culture idea of individualism really puts a lot of pressure on ourselves, a little too much more than we really need. And so I like that message. It really sends out a wholesome idea.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Like, that was one thing that I saw that was really inspiring as I was like looking more into this K-pop band that everyone's probably heard of at this point, BTS, that's exploding on the scene, doing everything all the time.
I've never heard of them, but
I was looking into a lot of their music and seeing like music videos on YouTube, you know, and then scrolling down through the comment section that everybody knows is usually kind of a dangerous thing to do. Everybody was super supportive and like, you know, was communicating to the band like, hey, you're going on this world tour, don't like go overboard, don't hurt yourself, like make sure that you take time for yourself while you're sharing your message and your music with the world.
You can only stretch yourself so thin. You can only stretch yourself so thin, you know.
Exactly.
And that's such a big thing that you're going to do. I mean, a world tour, I mean, you have to take care of yourself so that you can take care of your listeners and keep your message strong.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So what is the next song you're all gonna have for us?
We're going to do a super cute little, it's the coda to our album. It's called 1999, and it's adorable.
All right, so here's 1999 by Fat Stallion on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Dying.
goodbye with her.
Listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. That was 1999 by Fat Stallion on Live in Studios. So great song. So what does that song mean to you? Like, how did you come up with that? That seems pretty intimate.
Purposefully kind of a vague song so that everybody can kind of draw their own interpretations from it. And the more that we play it, the more that I sing it and I kind of find more and more personal connections to the lyrics, it's like on the surface level, it's just a cute love song.
Right.
But underneath, it's this kind of self-actualization or realizing, you know, your own self-worth. Because at the beginning of the song, there's this person that I'm putting on a pedestal that is amazing, and I wish I could spend time with them. I wish I could get to know them better, but I'm not cool enough to go talk to them. And then later on, then you start to realize, you know, this person actually like approaches them, and you realize like, wow, I am like worthy of your time, and like that's amazing. And then also wanting to share that same feeling with everybody else towards the end, that, you know, you can spread your wings and fly, and I won't say goodbye. I'm still going to be here. I'm still going to support you. I'm still going to love you for everything that you do as well.
Nice. I like that. I was going to ask you, what you were trying to send, what messages through your VS vlog. And I was going, the next one was going to be, what message are you trying to send through your audience, like through your music? And that's, I mean, that makes a lot of sense, that you try to portray something that's just generally uplifting. And that's sweet.
Yeah, we think there's a lot of value in for one, being pretty transparent and honest and true with people. Like, people want to be loved. I don't care like how hardcore of a dude or chick you are. Everyone wants to be loved. And like the majority of the time that people do things that are bad is because they probably don't feel loved enough. And like, if we can portray a sense of like unity and a sense of like inclusiveness, and we can like reach out to people and let them know that like you are not alone. I think that's very powerful. And I think if we can continue to show that through our example and our actions and what we do and our music and how we live our own lives, I think people will really understand that that's a very real thing.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest epiphanies I ever had was just like, when I made that realization, I was like, wow, you know, that was kind of a rough day. And, you know, at the time I felt like I was all by myself. You know, I was like, man, like I'm the only one going through this crap, you know, and it's just, but.
Because it feels
like
that way.
Like I was saying, that's just simply not the case. You know, everyone goes through their hard times, and that's kind of a part of the Fat Stallion mantra too. Just like, you know, you're not alone. You know, if you need help, you know, go get it where you can and everything. And if you need help, you know, Fat Stallion's here for you too.
Incredible. We're here. We are a local band. If you need someone to hang out with, give us a shout. We are always down to hang out and meet new people.
Well, even if you're not local, I mean, we've been talking about all of our social media. All four of us have our individual Instagram and Facebook profiles, as well as like anything else that the band does. We make a point to make sure that everyone realizes that you can communicate to us. Just because we're making music does not separate us from any other Joe Schmo on the sidewalk, in your family. Doesn't matter, we're still here. At the end of the day, we like to make music to spread, of course, like our thoughts and our message and our friendship to new people. But when we go home, it's just four friends living together, because we live together down up here in northern Colorado.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, what makes Fat Stallion is the four people that we are. Like, we talk about it all the time. There's better instrumentalists. You go, like, even on this campus, because holy moly, some of the stuff I've heard. There are great, great musicians in the world, and any one of us could be replaced if that were, like...
Technically
speaking. But that's not the point. The point is our relationship with each other. And we want to convey that, hey, we're different people. All four of us are very different people, but we can still get along. And we are willing to work with you and be your friend. So yeah. Be our friend too.
We like coffee. We like pizza. There's some really good food around here. So,
you know.
Then you're right.
Send us a
message.
Right. We'll get food.
Yeah. Amazing. So what song are you going to go into next?
Sure.
What song?
The name of the song is Behind It All.
Behind It All, yes. By Fat Stallion. This week's Live in Studio, coming up.
Okay.
Wait until that I could make it. All right, it was something that I almost missed. Alone with the rain in my eyes, it was something that I couldn't see. There you were, standing there, being beautiful. But I missed out, and it's alright. Yeah, it's alright. And I know that I'm not the only one, and here I am once more, just to make you see now that I can't rest. Behind it all, I do my best. If my reason beauty that you'll be in now. There you were, standing there, being beautiful. But I missed out, and it's alright. Yeah, it's alright. And I know that I'm not the only one, but here I am once more, just to make you see now that I can't rest. Behind it all, I do my best. And my reasons may have me. Here I am once more, just to make you see now that I can't rest.
You're listening to Fat Stallion right here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Remind me the name of that track.
Behind It All.
Behind It All.
That's the opening track to our album, Diverted Eyes.
Awesome, awesome. So I have just a few more questions, just pretty, you know, simple, not quite as in-depth as the other ones. I'm just curious, how did y'all come together? How did you meet each other?
So we all met in Laramie, Wyoming.
Gotcha.
Because we were all students up at the university. And when I first moved there, and this was January 2013, so a little while ago.
Yeah, cool.
And I really wanted to get a band going. Like, it's something I've wanted to do my whole life, you know. And so, you know, I was reaching out to musicians, you know, meeting some great people, but, you know, we're super flaky, you know.
Sounds like musicians.
So, but then finally, you know, I had this idea. I was like, you know, there's a fine arts center at the university. I'm sure there's a bassist and a drummer in there somewhere, you know. And I reached out to a friend of mine who was a keyboardist at the time that was in the fine arts center. And that's how I met Jack. And then
I'm the bass player.
Yeah.
We played together with a bunch of different people. Mm-hmm. Bunch more slackers. Turns out musicians tend to be slackers.
Especially drummers.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, especially drummers.
Yeah. And so, and then one day while we were rehearsing, that's when Light walked in.
Yeah. So I was in the Fine Arts Center. I think I got done with percussion ensemble or jazz band or something. I'm going down and I'm thinking, man I kind of hate this. I'm going and I'm like, do. And like, so I was going to go practice some more because I had a lesson. I like looked in the band room and I'm like, there's just like these two guys I don't recognize with a guitar and this dude who looks like he's out of like a metal band. I'm like, oh, darn. Okay. And I leave and I'm like, wait, I guess if I ever want to be in a band, I should probably talk to people I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Like, so this is my opportunity.
I walked back in there. I was like, hi, I'm Light. Do you guys need a drum? Like, what are you guys doing? They're practicing for a thing. I'm like, hey, do you need a drum? They're like, no, we got one. But like, thanks. So I gave them my information. And then a year went by. I guess they had a gig and then their drummer didn't show up.
Yeah, that really was an exciting experience.
Really?
The night before we figured out he couldn't make it.
So after that, I got a phone call. And then I started practicing with Riley through the summer. Everyone went home. It was just like me and Riley just like learning tunes. And then,
So I happened to be hanging out with Light. He and I were kind of reinstating our friendship and hanging out a lot more. And he's like, hey, I'm going to go to rehearsal with my band. I'm like, well, I want to go.
Yeah, so let me join.
I went in and I'm like, hey, I know at least some of you people. And at the time, you know, we went to a couple rehearsals. I supported the first show as a fan. I, you know, did video and stuff for these guys. But Jack was trying to be Geddy Lee over there. He was
playing.
I really
wanted to be Geddy Lee.
He really, really tried. And it was a valiant effort. But he was trying to play keyboard and bass and sing. Which is really impressive. But it was one of those things where I'm like, well, I can sing and I can play piano. Can I be in the band?
Nice.
It was also, it kind of ended up being, because she also like rips the trumpet.
Yeah.
So we ended up like having more and more songs that we were like, man, this would be really cool if we put a horn in there. This song would also be really cool if we put a horn in there. And so she ended up playing with us on a good handful of tunes, playing trumpet. And then there was another lady who was kind of a mentor, kind of an advisor. She introduced us to a handful of other producers around the Colorado area. But she sat us down at one point. She's like, you guys are, you know, you got a really cool thing going. But she looked at me and she said, when you stop playing bass to play keyboard, it ruins the vibe. Don't do that.
Oh, nice. Like,
okay, that's fair. I'll let Emma play keyboard.
You got to give up some things, you know. Yeah. You can't do it all.
Yeah.
So for your last song, what's your last song going to be called?
Big Break. Or Big Break.
I'd like Big Break. But
let's do Big Break. Cool.
Big Break. So right here is Big Break on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. We got Fat Stallion in the studio for their live in studio, and we're going to go into some music right now.
Stories written in the sky, but the twinkle in his eyes are just reflections. And when you speak of stars, I know that we can fly. The songs and sails on the wings of angels, the future at bright, the echo inside your heart. Now,
You're listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. We have Fat Stallion in the house for a live in studio. And I got to say, I really like, do you have any new wave influences on that, you know, keyboard there? Because, I mean, I got some new wave out of that. I don't know about you.
It did kind of end up in that direction. I originally wrote that on guitar.
Oh, nice.
And then we transposed it over to the keyboard to give this, like, cool synthy vibe.
New Wave's my favorite genre, so I hear keyboards like that, and I'm like, yeah. Grooving. Good. Well, amazing, amazing. This was a great session. I have one last thing for you if you want to do some PR. Is there anything you would like to tell your listeners, you know, where they can find your music, upcoming shows, anything of the sort?
Yeah, so tomorrow, Music District, if you don't know about it, it's across the street from Chiba Hut and
the Colorado Room,
all this stuff. It's on college. If you do anything related to art or music or promotion or marketing or anything, go there, talk to the people, be part of the event. It's all free. They're going to mentor you. They've got free practice rooms. They've got tons and tons and tons of resources. Go be part of that community. They will get you going.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming in tonight, and I hope you all enjoy the rest of your Friday night, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Yeah, not a problem at all.
Thanks for listening to this episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. I would like to thank Fat Stallion for coming into the studio, and I would also like to thank Joe Wood for hosting this interview and engineering the audio. My name is Haley Giustino. I produce this podcast. If you would like to hear more podcast episodes from us, you can find them at kcsufm.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.